How many of you know what Qigong is? Wow, this is going to be easier than I thought. Do you know what a doctor of medical Qigong does? I planned on just talking a little bit about Qi. How many of you know what it is? People throw it around a lot, but I don't think people really understand what it is. So I hear these words, life force, it's life force energy, it is this and that, and it is the thing that we work on in acupuncture. But it's so much more than that. Qi is how you connect to everything. It's how you connect to your own body. It's how you connect to your own emotions. It's how you connect to your divine or your God or Tao or Buddha or whatever. It makes no difference what you call it, right? It's a word. Qi is that word that connects everything. So if I was to tell you that there was a system that's old, maybe 10,000 years old, and it has survived persecution, book burnings, shootings, executions, and it's still around, what would you think of that system? Would you think that it had some value? Would you think that perhaps there's something that we could all learn from it? And that was my experience with Qigong when I started when I was 5. I think all of us want to have better communication. I think all of us, not just our personal communications, but what about our interpersonal communications? What's going on inside of your body right now? What's going on with your emotions? What's going on with your pathology? What's going on with a lack of pathology? How is and how is everything balancing itself? That's qi. And when you learn to work with qi, you learn to work with all of those communications. Not only the communications within my own body, because you see, qi flows in the blood. And we all know that blood has to touch every single centimeter, millimeter of your body. Otherwise, it goes through necrosis and dies. So qi has to touch every single thing on your body. Otherwise, it dies. So qi is kind of important.